Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Got each other on our side, plus all the folks at Fried, the Burnout Podcast with Kate Donovan.
Fried fam, if you've been giving everything you've got to your work and are running on fumes, you're not alone. Burnout isn't a failing. It's your nervous system stuck in survival mode, and you can't sustain your energy from that place. That's why we've created Unfried, a 5-month group coaching program that helps mission-driven high achievers like yourself rebuild safety, calm their nervous system, and recover in a way that lasts. When you heal, you don't just get your energy back, you get your mission back. We've got 2 groups of 6 starting October 7th and 8th. Apply now and secure your spot at katedonovan.com/unfried.
You deserve more than feeling constantly fried to a crisp. Welcome to Fried, the Burnout Podcast, where you get the understanding, the community, and the information you need to end burnout for good. I'm your host, Kate Donovan, and all of my work focuses on hashtag ending burnout culture. Outside the pod, you'll find me on stages at conferences giving keynotes, in offices providing corporate trainings, doing virtual VIP one-on-one work, or supporting our group program, Unfried, that is run by my right-hand woman, Sarah Vosen. Both Sarah and I have been through burnout and came out stronger, happier, and more fulfilled. And we want that post-burnout growth for you, too.
Hello, Fried fam. Welcome back. You know how my episodes are often inspired by one of you in our community? Well, today's episode is inspired by me because I've been learning some big lessons lately, some growth, which is that I need help. And I specifically need help remembering what works for me because I sometimes forget. I get caught up in, well, here's what happened. I was tired often in the last few months. And at first I was like, okay, I'm tired. I just need more rest. It's fine. You know, practicing what I preach, I'm like, it's fine, I'll just rest. But then I kept being tired. I kept being tired, even though I was resting. And then I started judging myself. I started, my brain, like in the last episode I talked about, was telling me lies. And I started listening to the lies. And I was kind of caught in a loop of, I don't know what the loop exactly was, to be honest. It was a lot of things coming up. And what got me out of it was my coach. Yes, I am a coach. I am the director of coaching here at Burn Bold. And I have a coach because coaches need coaches because of this exact reason. Even though I'm very good at attuning to you and your needs and untangling the web of what's going on for you, I'm not always good at doing it for myself because we all need some objective perspective from time to time, right? We need someone else to look at us from the outside and see the tangled web of lies that our mind is spinning and the places we're stuck in our bodies, which is what I do as an acupuncturist, body, mind, and spirit. So I go to my coach. I go to my own acupuncturist. I have a craniosacral therapist that helps me. I have a holistic PT. I've had a therapist in the past and I'm about to start with a therapist again because we all need help, right? As we've said before, asking for help is one of the, or actually was touted to be the thing that builds resilience, not resistance. It can help eliminate resistance while building resilience, asking for help. That's been very vulnerable for me. And I'm guessing it's very vulnerable for you too, because it's one of the things, one of the reasons why we burn out is we are hyper independent. We feel like we can do everything better than everyone else. We don't need anyone's help. In fact, we've tried to ask for help and it didn't work. We've delegated to others and they didn't do a good job or as good of a job as we could do. And so we stopped doing it, but it wears us out. It wears us down. And it wears me down and has worn me down in the past too. So I wanted to share what works well for me when on a daily basis for a regular practice. We've talked about Qigong being really a very useful practice when you're burnt out because it's very gentle, but it's very fulfilling. It fills you up a lot. That's the point of it, is to fill you with qi and move it around your body so that you have a smooth flow of qi in your system, which creates ease, which creates health and vitality. And when I first started contributing to Fried back in 2022, I did a longer version of this practice, something that I had been using for a long time, a guided meditation visualization. And I will link that one in the show notes if you want a longer version of this. But I actually have found it really useful to do the short version at least once a day, but like as often as I remember, which is sometimes multiple times a day. And you can do it quickly. It's just about, it's a matter of remembering to do it. So I've linked it to some essential oils that I put on my body regularly as a part of my morning getting ready routine so that I do it while I put these oils on, not just for the aroma of them on my body, but also for the intention of these oils, which are different depending on which oils I'm working with. And right now, the one that I'm working with, Kate's mentioned the Art of Root. We are not sponsored by them, but I also enjoy their oils. And I've been using the Crown of Success oil because I'm aiming for my own version of success, the one that I've defined for myself. And so I remind myself of that intention, of that feeling of success in my system as I put these oils on. What I also do is a practice called pulling down heavens, which is a classic Qigong move that I do, I guess, slightly differently for my own needs. And I'm going to describe it for you because if you want to try it out, you're welcome to do that and see if it works for you. So if you're ready, take a moment. Find yourself seated or standing with your feet about hip distance apart. If you're sitting, just feel your seat being supported by the chair underneath you. Find a nice neutral pelvis. If you're standing, feel all four corners of your feet really grounded to the surface you're standing on. Let your knees soften. Let your pelvis be neutral. Bring your shoulders over your hips and your head over your shoulders in a way that your body is stacked that creates ease for your system. And this alone can be medicine. So just feel that ease of your body being stacked, head over shoulders, over hips, over feet, over earth. Start to pay attention to your breath, noticing the inhale expanding your torso, and the exhale settling your system, letting the earth support you any amount more, growing roots down into the earth, through your feet or through your tailbone. Now pulling down heavens goes like this. On your inhale, you're going to take your arms and imagine you have tiny shovels on each of your fingers. And you're going to scoop them down towards the earth and pull up earth energy, not just in your hands, but into your body through the soles of your feet and through your tailbone. And as you inhale, you're going to bring that nurturing and nourishing earth energy into your body. As you continue to inhale, your arms come up to above your head. And when you're ready to exhale, you're going to take those empty shovels and scoop up heaven energy or universe energy, this yang energy, and bring it down into your body, clearing out anything that's ready to leave. And you're going to send it down and out through your feet into the earth. Give it back to Mama Earth for composting, And then on your next inhale, again, you're going to scoop up earth energy, bringing it into your body as you inhale, letting in exactly what you need. And then you're going to scoop yang, universe, heaven energy, and bring it down into your body. So you're mixing yin and yang, creating flow, sort of scooping out whatever you don't need and sending it down into the earth. Next inhale, scooping up earth energy again. And remember, earth energy is yin energy. So if you've been feeling yin deficient, if you listen to that summer anxiety podcast episode and you were like, oh, I am yin deficient, this is a great practice because you're bringing yin into your body in addition to a little extra yang, especially if you're having a hard time with your energy right now. So continue breathing on your own time, your own pace, and continue scooping up yin earth energy, bringing it into your body, helping you expand your capacity to receive until you reach the top, and then pull heaven energy down through your body, giving yourself, mixing yin and yang, giving yourself as much yang as you need to boost your energy. And you can continue like this as long as it feels good, as long as you're filling up and letting go. You can do this for a half hour. You could do this for 30 seconds. Whatever it is, as long as you really feel the intention to fill up and let go and provide ease and flow around your body, it's working. It's almost like at first you just imagine it to be working. And eventually you feel it and you can believe it to be true. So this is something I do, like I said, regularly. I had forgotten because I ran out of the oil I was using and I stopped doing the practice because it was linked to the oil. And then my coach was like, weren't you doing that thing? And I was like, yes, oh my gosh. So I got these new oils, like I said. And so if you can link it to whatever practice you want, you could do it while you're brushing your teeth or while you're falling asleep or anytime while you're waiting for your water to boil to make coffee in the morning, whatever works for you, link it to something that you're already doing to help remind you to fill up and let go and create the intention, whether it's just recover from burnout by filling up and letting go or some other specific practice. And know this, if you feel like you're stuck and this practice doesn't quite do it, or you know, based on what I said earlier, that you're like, yeah, I do need someone's objective perspective. I do need help figuring out this tangled web of lies that my mind is telling me and or things, emotions, habits that are stuck in my body. Know that I'm here to help. Kate and I are here to help in the ways that we can. So book a call. I'll put the link in the show notes for you to book a consult with either Kate or I and get yourself some objective perspective, some help, one next step to get you going on your burnout recovery. That is why we're here. So please take advantage of that and receive the benefits of asking for help. It really does build resilience. Even if you need to be reminded of it from time to time like I do, it's worth it. I will also link in the show notes that 15-minute guided meditation from a couple years ago that is still just as good. It is the practice I've been doing the longest and the thing that feels the best to me. So I am sharing it with you. All right, Fried Fam, take it easy. Be nice to yourself. Ask for help in all the ways, even if it's just a teeny tiny one. And let's get you recovered from burnout. Until next time.
Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Got each other on our side, plus all the folks at Fried, the Burnout Podcast with Kate Donovan.
Fried Fam, if you've been giving everything you've got to your work and are running on fumes, you're not alone. Burnout isn't a failing. It's your nervous system stuck in survival mode, and you can't sustain your energy from that place. That's why we've created Unfried, a 5-month group coaching program that helps mission-driven high achievers like yourself rebuild safety, calm their nervous system, and recover in a way that lasts. When you heal, you don't just get your energy back, you get your mission back. We've got 2 groups of 6 starting October 7th and 8th. Apply now and secure your spot at katedonovan.com/unfried.